This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bat tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen in front of me, and I'll put your voice on the air post-haste if you decide to call, 866-582-9933. Craig Douglas is with us, and you might have met Craig Douglas at the Get Prepared Expo. And he speaks on radiation detection, and he talks about food, long-term storage food, food plants. And you might have seen him at gun shows and other events across the country where he gives presentations and teaches about food and radiation. And he's easily recognized. He wears one of those yellow Civil Defense-colored shirts with the Civil Defense logo on it. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Hi there, Vincent.
Hey, Craig. It's great to hear your voice. You know, Craig, you travel the country, and you meet a lot of people. You meet a lot more people than many of us do. And so I thought it would be interesting to get your take on what's going on across America. I've seen some cracks in our society, things that I don't like. Let me tell you a quick story and then set the stage for your thoughts. So I mentioned on the air that I went to an AutoZone and I bought some brake pads, and I mentioned to the salesperson that if I didn't use them, could I bring them back the next day? He said, sure. I didn't use them. I brought them back in the box unopened. And when I did, he inspected the box to make sure that everything was there. So he did not trust me. But, of course, I trusted him to make sure, you know, when I bought the product, I did not open the box to make sure he was selling me a full box, complete and unused. Well, when I returned them, I asked him, do you have problems with, you know, people returning things that are used and trying to pass them off as if they are unused and new and in as new condition when they're being returned? And he said yes. Well, so that caused me to think maybe I should be really careful when I buy things to make sure that I am actually buying something that's new and open the box in front of the salesperson. Of course, that's going to delay the transaction. It's going to cause all, you know, people behind me to get in line to get frustrated because I want to make sure that I'm getting what I paid for. But I think I'm going to do that from now on. Now, on the way to the meetup last night, I have a friend who has a business, an auto parts store. And he is an independent. He is not part of a chain. It's not like an AutoZone or an Advance Auto or Pep Boys. It's an independent. There's just one store, and he's the owner. And I was talking to him about this, and I was kind of shocked that, you know, that this is happening in the auto parts business. And he told me it happens in about 15% of the cases, 15%. And he was telling me that he even got a bearing from a warehouse. So his auto parts store is supplied by, you know, various warehouses that have inventory. And he received a bearing that was in a box that looked new. It was in the packaging that bearings come in inside the small boxes. and it was a used bearing. It was a worn-out bearing that somebody cleaned very carefully, repackaged, put in the inside wrapper, put the inside wrapper in the box, and returned it. And then it went back to the warehouse as a returned item for restock and resale. So now what's happening, and that might not be an isolated case, so now we have to be careful that we actually, when we're buying parts for cars, that they are actually unused and new, if that's what we're trying to buy. So my question for you, Craig, you travel gun shows and all kinds of shows, RV-type shows. Are you seeing any cracks in society? Are people stealing more than they used to off the tables of the merchants and vendors? Or is that kind of thing happening? Or are you getting lied to? Are you hearing stories about other your peers being lied to?
Well,
from customers?
To start out, I don't think I've ever seen somebody return used food to me. So that is an issue.
Okay, but maybe not used, but could it be damaged? Maybe a hole poked in the package where oxygen got in and, you know, damaged the contents.
Well, typically the food, I don't have a problem with those. If there is a problem, I typically don't see it come back to me. And mm-hmm. quite frankly, because of the nature of food storage, you wouldn't even, until you needed to use it, you probably wouldn't even know there's a problem until it's time to use it, which could be years down the road. So the food probably isn't a good example. As far as stealing, having things stolen off my table, I think that's a regular, it's rather infrequent actually with me. But at all the shows that I do, you do hear stories of people having things stolen. And I don't know that it's increased more these days than it has in the past, because of course this has been going on since man has existed, essentially, things being stolen. So I don't think it hasn't been an increase with me. I try to be careful, but things happen, and there's some things sometimes you can do nothing about it. So I haven't really seen an increase that I'm aware of in my particular case. But I hear stories all the time, sometimes horror stories of people stealing entire AR guns off the table and so on, and somehow getting away with them. So I've heard those stories, but I don't have a big problem with what I do at my table.
Mm-hmm. And because of who you are and how you represent yourself, you don't seem like you're anything but above board. So maybe it's because of the way you carry yourself, the way you discuss your products and so forth, and your take on preparing and survival with others. Maybe that is a major reason why people are not trying to steal and rip you off. Craig, I was at a gun show in Richmond, Virginia, maybe 15 to 20 years ago. And there were two guys that were there that kind of looked a little out of place. And, like one of them wore a hoodie. And that's not what you see at a gun show. Normally you see people middle class, mostly clean dressed, mostly very, very quiet. You don't hear any yelling, screaming, shoving, pushing. It just doesn't happen at a gun show, at least the ones I've attended. And all of a sudden, there was a commotion. And that guy with the hoodie was on the floor with a bunch of guys piled on top of him. And what happened was that particular guy tried to steal a handgun off a table. And some of the gun show attendees saw him and took him down and piled on top of him and didn't let him up until the cops that were at the door came to arrest him. It was kind of neat. It was kind of neat to see that happen. But I've only seen that happen once.
I did catch one person stealing from my table one time. I had things stolen on occasion. Generally only happens a couple times a year, something gets stolen, usually something fairly small and rather insignificant. But I did catch one person one time stealing something. I actually caught him, but it was a teenage boy. So it's like, I know they're not going to do anything about it. I basically yelled at him, hey, bring that back. He bring it back. He just kind of gave a stupid grin on his face and then walked away. That was in Chantilly, Virginia. Mm-hmm. So it happens, and rarely do you catch them. But in my case, usually the stuff that people can grab isn't something that's, and hide easily, isn't something that's going to be a huge loss to me. It's more of a, I guess, a spontaneous thing. I don't think some of these people do it. I think they just do it because they can, not because they need it. Because certainly what some of the things were stolen are not things that people would have needed sometimes in my case.
Mm-hmm. Craig Douglas, you travel the country without a state-issued permit.
Right.
Some people might refer to that as a driver's license.
Correct.
And does that cause you problems?
Oh, sometimes, sure. If I get stopped, yeah, it's always, well, not always a problem, but sometimes, yeah, it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you record those interactions?
No, I have not yet. I have not had the sophistication enough to put on some kind of camera in my car. So I have not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They have those dash cams, and maybe you could just flip that around, and that might be a fun thing to put on YouTube. because I'm quite sure that if there were an IQ test between you and a member of the blue uniforms, that you would win hands down every time.
not really.
I think they're
instructed to do what they're trained to do, and sometimes, depending on the attitude of not only me but of the cop, sometimes they continue on and run you all the way to jail. So it's not a free pass. You have to fight for your right.
I didn't mean it was easy, and I didn't mean it was a free pass. But what I meant was, in terms of dialogue, I think your position would be much better put, rather than just, you know, I believe they have a pre-programmed set of responses, and they just, you know, go right down their, you know, mental list of those responses, and ultimately, if they just lose their patience, they just arrest you and put you in handcuffs and haul you to the clink.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what happened? What happened when you were traveling in Ohio recently? What was that story?
Oh, that was the most recent one last year of 2015. I was traveling through Saline, Ohio, and basically a small town on the western side of Ohio, kind of near Dayton. And I was traveling through, and the claim was I ran a red light, and basically cordial with him, because I don't have any ID whatsoever, because I can't, because I don't have a social security number. So for those of you who don't know, you can't have a social security. If you don't have a social security number, you can't have a driver's license or a state issued ID. And so traveling becomes difficult. I hear the music go up and continue later.
Craig Douglas is with us. His website is forbiddenknowledge.info. Forbiddenknowledge.info. And during this broadcast, we're going to talk about food that you can get at the lowest price in the country. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Craig Douglas is with us. And Craig's been to the Get Prepared Expo. And he had a huge display and inventory of freeze-dried food. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. And he's going to offer that at the absolute lowest price in the country. And I'm sure you've heard of sales. And I'm here to say that based on what Craig told me, you will not be able to get a better price than what he has. He bought a huge amount of freeze-dried food, but it can't be shipped. You'll have to go find him, and we'll tell you where that is as he travels, and you'll be able to pick it up, cash and carry, and no one's going to track you if you buy this food, and it's top of the line. So, Craig, you were traveling, and you have no Social Security account, no Social Security number nor card. That means you don't have a state ID, can't get one. So what happened?
Well, actually, to have, another option, of course, is a passport. My passport application was rejected twice, and so I don't have a passport either. I could have filed it in court, but there wasn't any point. What I carry is a certificate of live birth. Now, that's different than a birth certificate. Because if anybody who knows or ever looked at your birth certificate, you'll find your birth certificate has your name in all capital letters, which represents a corporation, a fiction. Whereas your certificate of live birth has it in upper and lowercase letters. So that's the only legitimate form of ID that I'm allowed, and so I bring that. And I presented that. And they're not always happy with that, but they generally, in the end, accept it because it is a certified copy by the state, Indiana, in my case. And so they do finally accept that, and they try to run your information in the computer anyway, regardless. And basically, the cop issued me a ticket to appear in court. But essentially let me go. And I found later, I looked at the ticket and found the date on there, and it happened to be that the date I was ordered to appear in court was actually on Memorial Day. And so that was very interesting to me. I figured, are they really open on Memorial Day? I probably not, but okay, let's play this out. We'll go through the motions. And I went to, on that day, on the designated time and day, and pulled on the locked door of the courthouse. And of course they were closed. And so I looked around and I saw about a block and a half away, there was a fast food joint, just a little down the road. And so I walked over there. I bought a dollar burger or whatever, so I could get a receipt. The receipt will have on there the date, the time, and the city to prove that I was there at the designated time to appear in your court, and you were closed. And so I then took that receipt, and I sent them a notice of default in the mail, and essentially they're in default because if you don't show up for court, they will file a motion for default judgment against you. You didn't show up. Well, in this case, they didn't show up. So I did the same thing. I sent them a notice of default. And about a week later, they agreed with me and sent me a notice saying, yes, case dismissed. And so that was an easy win. That doesn't really prove anything about the right to travel, but I figured that was an easier approach than fighting in court tooth and nail like I normally do, trying to prove my right to travel, which they tend to ignore anyway. So that was an easy win. Oh, really, rather funny one, I thought. This was scheduled me on Memorial Day to go to court.
Craig, when I lived in Virginia, I had there was a doctor's office in town, a few miles from our farm, and I had a doctor's appointment, first appointment on a Monday. And in this doctor's office, there's a sign that says, if you're late, $15. I believe it's $15. If you don't show up, $15. So they were charging for people who arrived to their appointments late, and they were charging for those who didn't show up for their appointments. So I arrived promptly for my first appointment of the morning, and the office was closed. And I hung around for a while, and I thought, wow, I can't believe it's closed. And it was just a little bit of snow. I mean, just a light dusting, but nothing stuck. It just a little bit of snow flying through the air. So I sent the doctor an invoice because he missed the appointment. And he fired me. He fired me as his patient. So, you know, there are a lot of people who just don't have a sense of humor. Craig Douglas is with us, and Craig, when we come back, would you tell us about some food that you've got? And let's talk about freeze-dried food, what it is, how long it lasts, and is it a choice for some, most, or all? Craig Douglas, ForbiddenKnowledge.info.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm. Great foods. All part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free. Packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I've asked Craig Douglas to be on the air with us today for a lot of reasons, to give his take on what he sees across the country and the ethics and the morals and the decay. And I've also asked him, he was telling me about an inventory that he bought on freeze-dried food. He bought it from a large distributor, and he got it at a good price, and he's passing that along. Now, the only way that, Craig, you can't ship this, right?
Well, I could. The problem with that is, as you mentioned, for those of you who might be worried about it, everything done online is trackable, and so I would recommend against it, but it could be done. I'm not going to put on my website, though, this product. It's not listed on there. I don't have prices on there because, frankly, the prices that I'm offering, I would get in trouble with Mountain House. Well, the brand that I have on sale is Mountain House. I have about 8 pallets of this food that I bought from another Mountain House dealer. One of the reasons that I got it so cheap and one of the reasons I'm offering it so cheap is the Mountain House dealer I bought it from, either he bought way too much inventory or else he just sat on it for too long. And this food is 5 years old, roughly. It was made in 2011 and 2012, and I have about 8 pallets of it, about 100 cases of cans. That's about 600 cans and about 3,500. So 5 years off of that isn't a big deal, but I am offering it at substantial discounts for those of you who might think that's still a good deal, which, of course, it is. The pouches is a little bit different story. When the pouches were made, Mountain House had a policy of a 7-year shelf life on the pouches. So the dates on most of the pouches are best buy dates are 2018, the year 2018. But last year in May, Mountain House actually increased the length of their pouch shelf life to 12 years. And it was an arbitrary decision. They didn't change anything. They didn't change the packaging. They didn't change the food. But with their 50 years of experience in the freeze-dried business, they decided that they could very easily claim the freshness and quality to be extend to 12 years. So essentially these pouches then would extend another 5 years beyond that. And the savings on these, and I can give people a hint, I'm not going to give exactly, but we're talking up to 50% off. And Mountain House only allows me to advertise the fact of 25% off, and that's only in writing, and I can only do that 4 times a year. So I can't put this on my website. However, if you were to write to me through my website, forbiddenknowledge.info, I can send you the list of what's available because not every flavor is available, every variety. There are a lot of varieties, but as time goes by, we'll run more and more out of what I have. And so if you write to me, I can email you as an attachment the list of what I have. And then from there, you can decide what you want to do, whether you want to catch me at a show that I may be coming to your area. It really depends. I don't have any shows scheduled in your area, Vincent, for the near future that I'm aware of. So I'm not always in an area where your listeners might be, all of them. But if you look at the website, you can see where I will be every week, and you could possibly catch me at a show, whether it be a preparedness expo or a gun show or a sci-fi show or whatever. I do a lot of different kinds of shows.
Mm-hmm. So, class, I know Craig Douglas. I've had many meals with him. I've spent a lot of time with him at our preparedness expos. He has an excellent reputation. So I'm lending my reputation to Craig Douglas. So if you're interested, you can buy the kind of food that is sold at much higher prices, but you're going to have to go to his website, and you probably ought to meet him in person. And if you do that, if you go to a show where Craig Douglas is, you can use Max's Law, which is buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. That way the transaction is complete. You'll have your food. Craig will have his funds in cash, and everybody's happy. Okay, so it's not like you pay for something and then wait and wait and wonder if you're going to get it. You will get it right then and there. And Craig has an inventory in his truck that he takes to the shows. So I think that is a great way to go. And by the way, when the Finellis bought freeze-dried food, we would buy it at the shows, and we'd pay cash, and we'd take delivery. So I'm not suggesting that you do anything that we haven't done. We already have ours. And I'm not suggesting that this is for everybody, but I'm saying that if you do want freeze-dried food from a reputable company, that's the best price that I've heard of. The best. I've never bought it at these prices, Craig. So I think that's pretty exciting.
It's because it's below dealer cost, and so there's no way you're going to buy them at these prices. Even I can't buy them at these prices brand new from the factory.
Mm-hmm. Craig, what has happened to... Go ahead.
But the dealer that I bought out, he was sitting on a little time bomb. If he didn't do something soon, he would have basically not been able to sell any of it. So he took a loss by selling it at a great discount, and I'm just trying to – and I'm making a little bit of money, but I'm trying to pass on these savings instead of trying to offer them as brand new. I'm making sure everybody understands that the stuff is already about 4 to 5 years old right now. And this is something all your listeners don't be reactionary, because that's one of the things we're talking about, things I see around the country. I'm seeing a lot of reactionary purchases rather than prepping, but planning. Because the very definition of prepping is you're planning for something that could happen and you're trying to be prepared. But I see so many people around the country that are just reacting to the latest news or internet meme that comes online. And so you're not a true prepper unless you're really doing this little by little all the time, not just all of a sudden buying a whole bunch because you heard that something's happening or coming up or something.
Craig, what are people reacting to? What, when they talk to you and they say they want to buy food, for example, do you ask them, you know, what's driving this purchase? Why do you want to buy these items right now? Why are you trying to buy so much? Or what are the discussions that you're having to share, that you can share with us to let us know what other people are thinking across the country, Craig?
Well, out of respect to the clients, I do not ask them why they're buying it. That's their business. It's none of my business. But generally, conversations do ensue where I find some details about what people are scared about. And, of course, we all know the Y2K thing and all these little things that come up. Last year it was the September 23rd thing that everybody was worried about, this internet meme. There's also the Ebola scare. Any of these things that come about in the news or on the internet that people read and believe, whether they're true or not, I and a lot of others around the country get these reactionary purchases where all of a sudden, oh God, I got to do something now. It's going to happen now and now and now. And so they run out and spend a lot of money on maybe something they didn't do research on, maybe it's something they don't really need or want, but they're being reactionary again. They weren't really prepping. They're being reactionary. And sometimes, of course, depending on what's happening, if it was a real event, that it really was an emergency, then you wouldn't be able to get anything. That's why I urge everybody to truly prep. You really need to plan ahead of time, regardless what the news is saying. Get your stock, supplies, everything you think you might need for whatever you believe is going to happen or could happen. Then that's what you need to do. I would say, though, recently, within the last couple of years, the biggest concerns with the clientele I see come that I talk to, that not to talk about it. I think the number one thing is financial collapse of some sort. That's probably the number one thing that I'm hearing from people. And the second most probably is probably an EMP or some kind of grid down situation where the grid's down for a long time. I think those are the number one and two things that I see, that I hear from clients about why they're prepping. There are a lot of other reasons, of course, but those are the main two that I see right now.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with both of them. I believe that we have built a house of financial cards, and I believe that we are so tied to the power grid that it'd be very, very difficult to survive without it. I mean, just take refrigeration, for example. It would be very difficult for someone who lives in the city or someone who lives in the suburbs to keep food without electricity. Very, very difficult. Very difficult to cook without electricity. Many people have electric can openers. We don't have an electric can opener. But just having an electric can opener, how do you make that work without electricity? Just something as simple as that. So I do believe that down the road we are going to have some problems, and I'm preparing for them as well. Craig Douglas, what I've seen in, I'm a farmer, as you know, and we raise Black Angus cows. Our life savings is walking around on the farm. And when the price of cows goes up, the price of beef goes up, we have more in our savings. When the price of beef goes down, we have less in our savings. In 2 years or so, the price of beef has fallen from, let's say, an average of $3.20 walking around on the farm to $1.60 walking around on the farm. So we've lost half of our life savings just because the price of beef has gone down. Now, I'm not complaining. That's just that's the nature of the business, and that's what we that's a risk that we assume. However, I don't believe that the price of freeze-dried food goes down. I believe that every year it seems like the price goes up. Can you comment on that, please?
Oh, yeah, every year. Essentially, I carry two brands, by the way. I carry Mountain House and Wise. And typically, I see price increases every year. Sometimes, I have seen price increase twice a year from the same company. This year, Mountain House, at the first year, went up, and it went up fairly substantially. Some cans, especially the meat cans that you're talking about, meat cans went up about $5 to $8 per can. That's about, usually they're between $50 and $75 for those cans. They're rather expensive, the meat ones. But about 5% increase, what I was seeing across the board, and that's fairly typical what I've been seeing. So even though inflation, they say, is down, you know, fuel goes down, but food just goes up. It doesn't seem to ever go down. Well, it doesn't go down. As far as my perspective for the freeze-dried food, it does not go down. I don't see it go down. So everything else seems to be staying fairly stable right now, except for fuel, but food is going up.
Craig, when you come back after these few short commercial announcements, would you share with us how long you have been traveling the country, meeting people, and been involved in the long-term storage food business? Can you let us know that when you come back? I'm Vin Fenella. This is USA Prepares. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Average weight loss in the study was 8.3 pounds and 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over, and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of NutriCrush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN, 866-987-THIN. Make the call, 866-987-THIN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's going to be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it. God, you're
take my...
When you go to
DC,
for
2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
So Craig Douglas of ForbiddenKnowledge.info, ForbiddenKnowledge.info. And the link is on the website, USAPrepares.com, on the instructors tab. So if you'd like to contact Craig, there's an easy way to do that. Right at the instructors tab of usapreparers.com, forbiddenknowledge.info. Craig, how long have you been involved in the food business, the long-term storage food business?
Well, I started out with radiation detection, and I think I started out in 2008 or 2009, somewhere around there. I didn't actually start the food till a little bit later, struggling doing shows, and after the Japan nuclear meltdown, I sold a lot of stuff that allowed me to expand into freeze-dried food and water filtration as well. So I was able to build up an inventory based on the sales I made from the Japan accident because people were panicking about that as well. And so it's only been about five or six years that I've actually been doing the food.
And what are people buying from your discussions with your customers and discussions with maybe your competitors? What are people buying in terms of food storage? Are they buying MREs? Are they buying freeze-dried? Are they buying sprouts, you know, seeds for sprouts? What are they doing?
Well, I don't offer a lot of other things. I only offer freeze-dried food, MREs, and that's about it. So I do also talk about various other types of food storage methods because there's a lot of other things, of course, growing your own or gathering, hunting, fishing, bulk grains. There's a lot of different ways to buy foods for storage. And, in fact, freeze-dried food and MREs, for that matter, are about the most expensive way to go, but they are also the most convenient. Since I don't deal with the other ones, I really don't know how much people are buying of the other types of food storage methods. I would caution people, though, about the food gathering, hunting, fishing, to think you'll survive off of that in a major event. I think you're mistaken. We talked about that on the air before. just because there'll be so many people trying to do the same thing, everything's going to be fished and hunted out and gathered out. So
it's like going out deer hunting the day after the season opens. There's just hardly anything left. And that's kind of what you're talking about. And during the 1950s, I believe, in our part of Missouri, there were hardly any deer left. It looked like they were not going to recover because they were so overhunted. So you're absolutely right. So in the freeze-dried aisle, what are you seeing? Are you seeing meat? Are you seeing soups? Are you seeing cereals? What are you seeing?
A mix of things. Mostly what I offer from, for instance, the Wise Company is just various entrees that they can buy. That basically, you just add the water and you got a whole meal. Although I do sometimes sell, in fact, last weekend I sold 4 buckets of fruits and vegetables, which are basically just fruits and vegetables. Sometimes people just come and buy a whole can of just meat or just eggs. It really depends on what they're supplementing. Again, I don't ask questions of the customer, but I see a big mix of things. I see a big mix of the things that they're buying for their preps.
Okay. Do you have a suggestion on what to avoid?
Well, be careful if you're shopping for various brands. Make sure it's really freeze-dried, not dried. That's a whole different thing. Dried has a lot more moisture content and won't last as long. So make sure it's freeze-dried, not dried, if it's in a can especially. Things to avoid. Well, there's lots of pluses and minuses to all of the food storage choices, and so it'd take a whole hour to go through all of them. But one of the best things you need to do is buy what you would normally eat anyway and use it. Don't just let it sit there for 20 or 30 years. I got a lot of people coming back to me right now trying to sell me their Y2K supplies. And some of it may be good, some of it may not, and sometimes I buy it, sometimes I don't, and put it on the table for a ridiculously low price. But the point is, eat what you would usually and rotate it and use it. Don't just let it sit there.
Well, that's great advice, and I totally agree with that. So why buy something that you wouldn't eat anyway? Even if it's very low in price, why would you buy it if you wouldn't eat it? If you wouldn't eat it, would you expect someone else to eat it? Would you barter with something that, you know, you wouldn't eat yourself? So think about that. Craig Douglas, thanks so much for being with us today. ForbiddenKnowledge.info. And Craig, is your phone number on the website?
Yes, it is kind of hidden, but you can write me through the website. There's a link on the bottom of each page.
There you go. So you can contact Craig Douglas at ForbiddenKnowledge.info. .info. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
You want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.